It's Friday. Let's have a little fun. Rob and I disagree about something, and then we'll play this audio. We'll play the audio first. How about that? There is this running joke on social media that men can't do things. There's this social media page called The Guy with the List, and this guy just compiles women's clips of, I hate when guys do fill in the blank. It's actually kind of funny because some of the things are like, wait, you can't be cold? Like, that doesn't make sense. Everybody gets cold. So I saw this clip earlier today and I want to play it for you guys. Now, this audio comes from Atlanta Sports Radio 680. They had a couple of ladies on the show and they were saying that men, you shouldn't be able to wear jerseys to the game. Here's their logic.
Listen, just say it out loud that you don't have an athletic bone in your body.
Well, I mean,
just say it out loud. And you know what? I'll give you a little leeway. I'll let you wear that Michael Penix jersey on a
Sunday. At one point, we all had some athletic ability. Now, you two, I think this is coming from you two.
Well, all men think they have athletic ability. That's not true.
We did at
that's
one
not
point.
True. I have gotten in fights with men at bars about that. This man was like, I'm the most athletic person here. And I said, what'd you play in college? He goes, oh, well, I played D2, but quit after a year. And you're telling me you're more athletic than me, who played D1 for 4 years and won a Big 12 championship? Miss me with that.
You know, you had to drop your championship ring on.
Yeah. I mean, listen, if we're going to sit here and go toe for toe.
Aren't you supposed to have fun at a game, at an event?
Isn't that the whole point? You don't have fun in polos or t-shirts.
That seems a little bit more dressy.
You can have fun and not cosplay.
Now that's a shot. That's a shot at every man walking around and driving around, taking care of his family, sitting in a sales office, or going out to try to make a buck to keep the lights on. Now y'all want to laugh and make judgment on guys.
We aren't laughing.
All right. Number one. I think that guy might be more athletic than you, but I'm not here to argue. Going to the bar to argue about athleticism with a woman I don't know sounds like a bottom three activity and doesn't sound like something I should participate in. And that's not something that I can endorse on this show. I can't tell you what to do in your free time, but being at the bar, talking to this woman that I don't know about her athletic ability and arguing who's more athletic. Nah, you got it. Sweetie, you know what? You're right. I don't even want to argue it. This is my question. And maybe as I've gotten older, you know, I'm like, I don't care. What's different about wearing concert merch than wearing a jersey? Because I'm assuming this lady has no problem with you going to the Taylor Swift show, buying a Taylor Swift t-shirt, and then walking around proudly wearing the Taylor Swift t-shirt. There's nothing wrong with that. We've all bought concert merch before. You're telling me that as a sign that I cheer for this team, you can't buy the Mahomes jersey, you can't buy the Travis Hunter jersey, and then wear the Travis Hunter jersey around as a sign I am a fan of this team. I don't have a problem with this. Now, I mean, I think everything is within reasons. I mean, I wouldn't be wearing football pads or anything to the game. I think that's a little crazy. But simply wearing the jersey or wearing a t-shirt that lets people know your affiliation and what team you cheer for, that seems part of sports. That's part of what you signed up for when you decided to be a sports fan. I love a good throwback jersey. Give me the old Mitchell and Ness. I'll wear that Bo Jackson jersey right now. I like the colors. I think it's a cool shirt. You can't wear a jersey to the game? Now, I do have some jersey rules. Some of you are still holding on to that jersey, and you know that jersey has seen too many washes. It's time to let it go. Hey, I know you love Tony Gonzalez. He was a great player. Bro, that jersey, it's on its last leg. It's time to trade it in and go get the Kelsey, brother. You know the jersey that I'm talking about. Hey, I know you love Derek Thomas. Rest in peace. They sell new Derek Thomas jerseys. Go get one. That jersey that you got, that champion jersey that you got, it's over for that jersey. I also think depending on, A, how long the guy was on the team, it might be time to give that jersey up. Is that guy now in the league playing for somebody else? Like, I do think there is some jersey etiquette, but I'm not against you wearing a jersey. I understand it. Hey, I'm going to the game. I'm going to the baseball game. Let me throw on my George Brett number 5. I don't got any issues with that. That shouldn't be out of bounds.
Me and you agree. No, I agree. There is jersey etiquette. Also, as part of the jersey etiquette, I would say there are certain body types that can wear certain jerseys and certain people that can't. You know what I'm not going to be caught dead in? A Chris Jones jersey. It would look goofy on me. It would look like, why are you wearing a D lineman jersey? That's not your body type. I also would say, just for me personally, I can't wear just a regular old basketball jersey because I don't have arms. Like, it's not a great look. So I'm all for etiquette.
You can't, but this is the thing though. You can wear a jersey.
Over
you can't
a hoodie.
Or you just got to put the t-shirt on underneath.
That's, yeah.
But like, Rob, if you just came in here and you were just wearing a basketball jersey, just raw dogging it, no t-shirt underneath, like, bro, what's going on here? That's a cry for help, my brother. That's a cry for help. So no, I'm with you. If you are just wearing the only way that you can wear a basketball jersey like that, you got to be going to the pool. That is the only
lake,
time.
Body of water.
That is the only time I will accept you raw dogging the basketball jersey. But yeah, if you're going to put a hoodie on or you're going to put a t-shirt on underneath, yeah, I don't got no problem with you wearing the basketball jersey. That's in bounds.
I also staunchly disagree with her thought that this is just cosplay. This is not cosplay. This is me supporting my favorite player on my favorite team. I have never once watched a Chiefs game and been on TV and been like, man, that dude has a 15 jersey on. It's just cosplaying as Patrick Mahomes. That is not at all what is transpiring. As long as you adhere to the etiquette, I have zero problem with people wearing a jersey. Now, I will say, the cut was a little long. She does go on to say, if you're at a bar and after a Braves game and you walk up to me in a full Acuna jersey and you're hitting on me, I'm ignoring you, which I also think is foul because if men are after a game wearing a jersey, that's the time to do it. We have a unique job, so we can do this. I guess we could wear a jersey in. But if you work at Cerner now, what is it, Oracle, and you're walking in on a casual Friday in a Bobby Witt jersey, okay, that's weird. That's a professional office place. But at the game or after the game, go crazy.
No, I'm on your side here. Somebody said the jerseys 20 years ago were better. Now they're bad quality and they're 10 times overpriced. Bro, it sounds to me like you just don't want to get a new one. I don't make the rules here. Now, there's some, if you still got the original in good condition, wear it. If you still got the Joe Montana from back in the day in good condition, wear it. You still got the Emmitt Smith in good condition, wear it. But you guys know the jersey I'm talking about. The paint's chipping a little bit. You know what I mean? It's give it up. It's time. You can go get you a new one. And the quality, you can wear the same jersey that they're wearing. They sell them right now. They sell them. I'm telling you, they do. Somebody just said, I'm a bodybuilder, so I wear jerseys like that. All the, well, yeah, your body types look. Rob ain't got that kind of figure. Rob's not a bodybuilder. Rob doesn't need to be wearing those kind of jerseys.
I would also say there are more people who are just regular looking schmucks like me,
yeah, for sure,
than bodybuilders. Like if Cody Tapp had a college basketball jersey for the Ruse, that's got to have an undershirt. If he was a bodybuilder, we can have a different conversation. But I'm talking about generalities.
Someone says, you know those old guys wear those jerseys to flex being a longtime fan. Brother, I'm looking at you like times must be hard.